1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with the wonderful people at Stratford Public Library. And Heather Lister is on the line with our Queer Book of the Month selection for June. June being Pride Month again with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. Good morning, Heather.
Hello there, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. Heather, it's always great to check in. And yes, of course, lots to talk about. But first off, let's talk about the book that you have selected for this month.
Yeah. I picked up a book called Dotson, D-O-T-S-O-N, and the author made the title up. Dotson's a combination of daughter and son. And it's an autobiography, and the young boy in this is talking about transitioning from being a daughter, or from being a girl to a boy. So this is an autobiography.
Yeah, something a little different. We haven't had autobiographies as our selections, no.
It's about what it feels like to realize you've been born in the wrong body. And the writer goes as far back as he can in his memory and tells us that even at 2 years old, he was questioning why he couldn't be a boy. And then at three, in his ballet class with his identical twin sister, he thinks he'll feel comfortable because the ballet teacher lets them wear anything they want to on the first class. So he dresses as Spider-Man. What he learns is that costume is just a one-off, and he's wearing a tutu and feeling very uncomfortable after that. So after the first recital, he never goes back again. And this kind of all comes to a head when, at seven, he stands up in front of his class and he explains that he feels he's a boy. And with the help of his twin sister, he manages to explain to his friends that he'd now like to be known as Grayson rather than Zoe. And this is really the beginning of a long and sometimes painfully emotional journey from being Zoe to becoming Grayson.
Again, that is our Queer Book of the Month selection for June, June Pride Month. Heather, what did you think of the autobiography? It's interesting with autobiographies. Sometimes the author can reveal a lot about themselves, sometimes not. What did you think of this particular one?
Well, this would be, I loved it. But this would be a tremendously brave achievement for any trans individual. It's candid, and it's heartfelt, and it's filled with joy and hope. But what makes this all the more courageous is the fact that it's been written by a 13-year-old boy. And Grayson's parents have supported him throughout, from the outset in his wish to transition, and the love of his family is evident throughout. I also like, one thing I liked about this, he tells you his whole story of transitioning. But at the back of the book, he's got a glossary of terms to help us understand the trans world. And then he's got a list of resources to help trans kids and their parents. One thing I would say is this book, everyone should read this. Not just children asking about gender, but parents and teachers and all kids who want to understand the life of someone growing up transgender, because it's not easy. It took a lot of courage for this young guy to transition. So, yeah, I'd highly recommend this book, Jamie.
So, again, a recommendation for the month of June, an autobiography called Dotson. That's D-O-T-S-O-N, and it's available at Stratford Public Library. And, Heather, what's the best way to pick up the book or check it out?
Yeah, you can go to splibrary.ca and put a hold on it, or you can just call us and we'll put a hold on it for you.
There you go. It is quick and easy to do that. So, Heather, lots to talk about. Just recently, the Drag Time Story presentation or get-together at Stratford Public Library, this was with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide, was a big success.
Huge success. I think about 120 attendees, very positive. A great event for our library. I hope we'll have more. It was a big success. We have a very supportive community here, and it really showed.
And that was the first time that it was at the library, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right. So again, that was a huge success. And of course, we have got summer fast approaching. It almost kind of feels like we're in summertime now, but we have summer fast approaching with lots of programs going on.
Yes, we do. Well, this is a big time of year for us because we're just preparing to kick off our summer reading program. So registration for the TD Summer Reading Club begins June the 13th. Come to SPL to sign up and read your way through summer. Programs from past years are returning, and we've got some brand new programs starting too. There's tons going on Monday to Friday, all ages. Some of our programs are by registration, but most are just drop-in. You can get your information by going to splibrary.ca, or just give us a call and we'll give you all the information you need.
Oh, that sounds good. And Heather, yeah, as you mentioned, summertime is a busy time at Stratford Public Library, and great to see the photos and details on your Facebook page for the summer program coordinators, Aaron and Hannah, and they'll
right.
be there.
Yes, they've been a great help. They really helped to make it a success. But it is probably our biggest program of the year. Yeah.
There you go. Heather Lister with Stratford Public Library with our Queer Book of the Month selection. June is Pride Month with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. Heather Lister with Stratford Public Library. Thanks so much, Heather.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk to you.